Hello, this is Luna Blanca, and this is Tape 1 of the White Moon School. Before we begin Exercise 1, be sure that you are in a quiet space where you won't be interrupted. Telephone off, answering machine volume down, pagers off, members of your family alerted not to bother you for a while. You'll need to have your journal nearby and something to write with. And you need to find a comfortable body position for yourself. Laying down on your back with your knees bent, bare feet flat on the floor, arms stretched out by your side, palms down, is probably the best position for this type of meditation. However, if this is physically uncomfortable for you, find another position that's good. You can try lying on your right side with your right elbow bent under your head, perhaps a few pillows, with your knees bent, left arm stretched out across your body. You can try sitting in a chair, but make sure your feet are flat on the floor or flat on a footstool, and that your spine is straight and up against the back of the chair. Or, if you have another meditation position you find comfortable, you might want to try that. So when you're ready, come back and we'll begin Exercise 1. Exercise 1. This exercise is called Circles of Concentration. We'll start out with a simple grounding exercise. Now you should use this grounding exercise at the beginning of each meditation, although I'm only going to explain it in exercise 1. Then we'll go into the circles of concentration. This is a technique that actors use when they get distracted. It helps them bring their attention back to the moment. And this is very useful in meditation as well. Ready? Take some deep breaths. Your feet flat on the floor, your palms flat on the floor. Feel yourself cradled, relaxed. You are completely protected. You are completely safe. This protection and safety is represented by a cocoon white light. Feel this white light surround you. It's like a cloud, or an egg shape, or a bubble. It swirls around you completely, protects you, cradles you. You are completely safe in this white light. No harm can come to you. The white light completely encompasses your body, from your toes to the top of your head, around your backside and your front, from the tip of one arm to the tip of the other. Completely surrounded in all directions by your cocoon of white light. Now that you're grounded, bring your attention to the big toe of each foot. Feel your toe flat on the ground. No spread your concentration out to the next toe. Can you feel it as a separate entity on your body? Now the next toe. Move your consciousness up into your feet. Feel the soles of your feet flat on the floor. Feel the tops of your feet and your ankles. Now move your concentration up into your calves. Conscious of your hips as they contact the surface of the floor. Move your consciousness up into your groin, around the front of your body. Slowly move your consciousness up your spine and your belly, vertebra by vertebra, inch by inch. Become aware of your body in contact with the floor and the front side of your body as well. Moving your concentration up your torso, into your chest, all the way up to your shoulders. Now move your concentration down your right arm. Conscious of your arm and your hand and your fingers in contact with the floor. Now move your consciousness back up the front of your right arm and over to your left arm. Thank you. your consciousness around to your front, the planes of your face. From the center, you can observe all other points on your body. Remain very aware of your body. Now you're going to move your consciousness out to a 6-foot sphere around your body. What do you hear in the 6-foot sphere? What do you smell? What heat or motion or light do you sense? Be aware of the 6-foot sphere around your body. Extend your consciousness out to 10 feet. Extend it out to encompass the whole room where you are. Sense the room around you. There's no need to open your eyes. Just sense it. Be aware of it. Extend your sphere out to 30 feet. What's going on in this 30-foot radius? But don't stay there too long. Come back into your room, your 10-foot sphere, and become aware of only this room. Shut out what's going on outside. Back to your 6-foot sphere. Now bring your concentration back to your center, to your awareness of your body, your feet on the floor, your hips, your spine, your arms, the top of your head. This exercise is helpful when doing ritual or meditation and you become distracted by something going on outside your immediate sphere or even something within your sphere. You can acknowledge it, note what's going on, and then slowly bring your circles of concentration back to your center, back to yourself, back to your feet on the floor, the ground you're standing on. I suggest that you repeat this exercise as many times as you need to until it becomes very easy for you. This is a technique that will serve you well in all of the rest of your studies. Now take a moment to pick up your journal and make a few notes about this exercise to yourself. Describe it in some key words so that you can easily perform it without the tape, and write some reactions to what the experience was like for you, anything positive or anything negative. End of exercise